Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. The headline updates again the story that we've been dealing with in pieces for some days now, the leaks, generally called, but not leaks as we would understand them, say, during a political contest in Washington, where an executive says one thing and the document says another. These are leaks of top secrets that came from, we believe, either the CIA or the DOD or some combination of this national security apparatus, speaking in real time to events in Ukraine and elsewhere in the world. Headline today is FBI investigating ex-Navy non-commissioned officer linked to pro-Russian social media account. That's a mouthful, but what we're looking at here is revelation after revelation that the U.S. government has not been careful about keeping secret what it regards to be important information that the public should not have. We can presume the adversary has a great deal of this information. Mary, the leak story has now spilled out to investigating U.S. personnel as well, in addition to the young man who's alleged to have been the leaker, who was on a gaming site, for heaven's sakes. This is not Mata Hari. This is a young man, 21 years old, seeking to impress his colleagues, and he must answer for his conduct. Certainly he knew these were top secrets. But at the same time, what we're learning from some of these documents is that we, the public, have not been trusted enough to give information to make decisions about national security in China. For example, I believe, and I'm not certain because I've not seen the document, I only read summaries, and perhaps this is distorted by bad actors. There were 4 surveillance balloons in addition to what we knew about, practiced by the Chinese, with very sophisticated surveillance technology on board, including an ability to see through clouds and see in detail, some of which seem to have been directed against carrier battle groups, others of which might have been a story in place to connect with missile targeting in future. We didn't have this information. The Biden administration was less than candid about this information when the original incident had. The puzzle, Mary, for me is, how do we make decisions about China if we don't have all the adequate information about balloons? Balloons, Mary, they're not hiding these behind closed doors. They float over battle groups.
Well, there are many different strands here, John, starting with who has access to classified information. It is shocking, actually, how easy it is for someone just out of high school to join the National Guard or the Army or any branch of the Pentagon, really, and have access to top secret information. In part, that's because if you're 18 years old, you haven't really done a lot in life that would cause alarm, and it would be easier for you to get that clearance. But, you know, after 9/11, I think DOD did a terrible job of policing that access. And that certainly needs to be reviewed. Secondly, you raised the matter of the balloons and why the U.S. public didn't know about it. That's a great question. In the deeper question there is, what is classified information? What should be classified and what shouldn't be? And we've known for years that too much is classified. And we would probably have a more robust and thoughtful and informed public debate about what to do about China, if indeed the public had more information, which I think it should. And thirdly, John, there's also the question of the content here. And, you know, how surprising is it really that China doesn't just have a single balloon? And how surprising is it really that Turkey is trying to play both sides of the Ukraine conflict? And how surprising is it really that the South Korean government is talking amongst itself allegedly about the provision of aid to Ukraine and where that goes. None of that is particularly surprising. If I might just throw in one last strand here, John, that is what kind of intelligence and what is the quality of the intelligence and the point of the intelligence that the U.S. is collecting? There's a big difference between collecting kind of tactical information, like the fact that, oh, China has four balloons, versus trying to collect information that says this is how Xi Jinping thinks. This is what we can discern about his personality and his intentions. This is who we think influences him. And therefore, if we want to dissuade him from doing something rash against, say, Taiwan, these are the steps that we think would be effective. Those are two very different kinds of intelligence. And we need, of course, both types. But my fear is that the U.S. government is focusing more on the former and not the latter, and that we're not very good at the latter. And of course, it's the latter intelligence that would help us devise strategies to protect U.S. national security. So that's a bigger question for our intelligence chiefs as to what they are collecting and what our goal is with this collection. And that's a conversation I think that we also need to have.
Mary, your experience in government is vast. And you traveled with the Secretary of State and you dealt with top secret documents for years. What was your first reaction when you heard about a 21-year-old on a Discord gamer group sharing these secrets?
I'm not surprised that it came out of DOD, because I think DOD is careless with the way that it handles documents, clearly. And we've also seen, of course...
We have about 30 seconds, Mary. Go ahead.
No consequences when DOD makes big mistakes, like in the Afghan withdrawal, where we had 13 service people killed. Not a single person was reprimanded or fired there. I also think, again, it just raises big questions about the classification of documents. What is classified and what are the protocols here? I don't think countries are going to stop cooperating with us, as I've said previously on your program, because of this leak. But we cannot afford to have this happen again. And I would like to see some heads roll over this rather embarrassing episode for the U.S. government and for our intelligence officers.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor, Secretary of State. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.